Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a feature from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
And I'm Rob.
Rob, can I ask you something?
Yes, of course, go ahead.
My son's friends came to visit at the weekend. They were all in the bedroom playing with dinosaurs.
Oh, right, sounds fun.
Yeah, I even let them watch a dinosaur film and play a computer game. Then I heard one of them say his parents were dinosaurs.
Oh, dear.
I'm a mum. I don't think I look anything like a dinosaur, do I?
No, you don't look like one at all. You are 100% human. But what did the boy say about his parents?
He said that they don't have a TV at home and that his parents don't have mobile phones either. I was quite surprised by that.
No wonder he thinks his parents are dinosaurs. When we call someone a dinosaur, we mean they're living in the past. They're not very modern and probably don't use a lot of technology.
I see. So if I don't have a mobile phone or have a computer, I could be a dinosaur.
Exactly. Let's hear some examples.
My grandfather just bought his first digital camera. I've been telling him to get one for years. He's a dinosaur when it comes to modern technology.
Have you met Jane's new husband?
Yes. He talks like someone from the 1930s. Really old-fashioned.
I know. He said he hates modern technology.
He's such a dinosaur.
So calling someone a dinosaur means they're not in touch with the modern world.
Yes, a bit old-fashioned, maybe conservative in their thinking, and not keen for new challenges.
Well, I love modern technology.
All right, so are you on Facebook or Twitter or maybe Instagram?
No. What are these?
Oh, dear, Helen, you really are a dinosaur.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was an episode of English at Work. Find more audio programmes, videos and quizzes to help you learn English at bbclearningenglish.com.